Shalom, Australia. A Palestinian woman was shot and killed by Israeli armed forces yesterday when she pulled out a knife and attempted to stab a soldier at a military post at Hebron. The soldier was only slightly injured and did not need medical attention. A 30-year-old Palestinian man who attempted to stop the woman stabbing the soldier was moderately injured in the incident when the woman accidentally stabbed him. On Tuesday, a 16-year-old Palestinian girl was prevented from carrying out another attack at the Damascus Gate. An 11-year-old Jewish boy was stabbed in Ramleh on Monday, although it is not clear if the crime was nationalistically motivated. Two 14-year-olds from Ramleh were indicted on Thursday for attempted murder after last week's stabbing at the city's central bus station. The girls admitted to police that they wanted to be martyrs. Hamas has apparently called for bus bombings. However, Israel is taking security precautions. Instead, the government has extended another 30,000 work permits to West Bank labourers with the support of Naftali Bennett on the far right of the Knesset, saying that this is the best deterrent to extremism. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Tuesday announced his intentions to surround the entire state of Israel with a fence, including sealing off openings at the West Bank security barriers. Opposition leader Yitzhak Herzog says that Israel needs to take unilateral measures towards separation of the Israeli and Palestinian populations, and Netanyahu responded saying that he was in favour of such a plan. The Knesset voted to suspend from parliamentary activity three of its own on Monday after the previous week they visited families of relatives deemed terrorists by Israel. Hanin Zoabi and Basil Gattas were banned for 4 months, while Jamal Zahalka was banned for 2 months. Although the Arab Knesset members claimed that their visits were only to talk about the humanitarian issues of the return of bodies for burial, they were reported to have called the murderers martyrs. The ban extends to Knesset committee meetings and plenum discussions, but the MKs can vote as usual in parliamentary committees and the plenum. Meanwhile, the coalition on Monday approved legislation promoted by Prime Minister Netanyahu in the wake of the Arab MKs meeting with the families that could see lawmakers suspended from the Knesset over ethical violations if 90 of the 120 MKs in Parliament vote to censure their colleagues for unseemly behaviour. Former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert will go to jail tomorrow after the High Court partly overturned his sentence plea bargaining, which would have collapsed two sentences into one. Justice Avital Chen said that he would not accept that Olmert would serve no additional time at all for the second charge which he had been found guilty, and said that he would have to serve a minimum of 19 months over his acceptance of bribes in two separate incidents. He is still facing at least one other sentence. The Labour Court on Wednesday found that Mani Naftali, the former manager of Prime Minister Netanyahu's household, was entitled to 170,000 shekels damages for the working conditions he had been forced to undergo and for his unfair dismissal. Although Sarah Netanyahu was not a party to the case, Naftali was employed by the Prime Minister's department, the court was highly critical of her testimony and said it did not match its findings of the reality. Naftali promised to reveal further unethical, if not illegal, practices at the Netanyahu household, saying his revelations are not intended to harm the Likud party, but only the Netanyahu. Nadav Agaman was appointed as the new head of Mossad on Thursday. He will take up his position in May. President Reuven Rivlin on Thursday evening called Agaman to congratulate him, saying he was the right man for the job. The decision of the Knesset to create another plaza to allow non-Orthodox prayers at the section of the Kotel next to the Robinson's Arch and Archaeological Gardens has been criticised by 9 leading archaeologists, including Dan Bahat. They claimed that the government is solving a political problem at the expense of archaeology. Israeli and American Reform Jews will boycott Israeli Tourism Minister Yariv Levin after Levin, during a cabinet meeting last month on the proposed expansion to the North non-Orthodox section of the Western Wall, called Reform Jews a dying world that had succumbed to assimilation. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu condemned the statement. Levin's language was moderate compared to statements by some ultra-Orthodox ministers who claimed that non-Orthodox Jews were scum. 19-year-old Avraham Fua was taken for questioning and charged with disturbing the peace on Tuesday after singing Hatikva through a megaphone on the Temple Mount. He also shouted out about the importance of Jews visiting the Temple Mount and claimed that Israel needed to fight against Amalek, the biblical enemy of the Jewish people. A military court on Wednesday sentenced an Israeli soldier to 7 months in jail for beating detained Palestinians. In addition to jail time, the convicted soldier was also given a six-month suspended sentence and demoted to the rank of corporal for two counts of abuse and aggravated abuse arising when he beat Palestinians while they were under arrest at the battalion's base several months ago. The soldier is part of a Haredi unit, and several rabbis pleaded for the court to treat him leniently so as not to undermine attempts at recruiting Haredim. In determining the sentence, the three judges wrote that it was important to deter other soldiers from behaving in such a way, especially in light of other instances of injury to Palestinian detained at the base, saying deterrence was critical and the message must be absolutely clear. Overnight on Monday, there were violent protests by ultra-Orthodox in Ashdod against conscription, resulting in several arrests. 32-year-old Malik Shamil Mubarak Khatib, an Arab-Israeli dentist from the northern town of Kfar Kana, was sentenced on Tuesday to 20 months in prison for aiding Hamas by transferring large sums of money to members of the organization in the West Bank. Israel has spent over 1 billion shekels since 2004 trying to thwart Hamas tunneling under the Israel-Gaza border, it was revealed on Friday. During the last few weeks, there have been at least 5 separate tunnel collapses and the deaths of 11 Hamas tunnelers. IDF General Yoav Mordechai refused to say whether Israel was involved in any of the collapses, but on Tuesday, Chief of Staff Gadi Eisenkot did admit that the army was working, mostly secretly, on the project and was using 100 engineering vehicles on the task. Henan Airways is selling tickets for its first 4 return flights from Beijing next month for $91. However, after taxes, this rises to $741, still cheaper than El Al, the only other airline with that direct flight. It was 30 years this week since Natan Sharansky, prisoner of Zion, left the former Soviet Union to make his mark on Israeli society. He celebrated privately. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from sunny Eilat.